Ring, VOA News .id, and at any digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Indonesia's national search and rescue agency for Basarnas has praised its team for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in detail. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Amir Armani has the report.
International observer Tengku Reza Shah recently highlighted the crucial role of the Indonesia Special Forces Command, Kopassus, in supporting Indonesia's international diplomacy. Speaking on the Voice Talk program aired by NRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that Kopassus under the Indonesian Army has gained recognition from various countries for its contributions.
For example, when it comes to peacekeeping operations in various parts of the world, Kopassus is known to show their integrity and their discipline and their capacity to interact with the locals. And this quality has been recognized because in some countries in South ASEAN, some countries are relying on the Kopassus as their role model. As we see the example for countries like Cambodia,
as Kopassus celebrates its 73rd anniversary on April 16th, this year's theme is professional, modern, adaptive, and devoted to God Almighty. Tengku Reza Shah explained that the theme reflects Kopassus' dedication to professionalism, strong ties to faith, and unwavering commitment to Indonesia's values.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, has praised its theme for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. Rama Sipki has the details.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, recently honored the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, or INASAR Team, for their successful earthquake relief mission in Myanmar earlier this month. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 16th, Basarnas Chief Muhammad Shafi'i expressed pride in the team's achievement, noting that INASAR had received international recognition, including from the United Nations International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, INASAR. We welcome back the INASAR team after the successful search and rescue mission in Myanmar. The team has earned international recognition, not only from ASEAN but also globally from INASAR. This is a significant achievement, and we should all take pride in what INASAR and its support teams have accomplished. According to Basarnas, this mission in Myanmar marked INASAR's second international deployment following the response to the devastating earthquake in Turkey in 2023. The mission was launched after magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck central Myanmar on March 28th. Through the operation, INASAR successfully recovered 5 victims from the rubble in the Tukar Teti War of Naypyidaw, the capital of Myanmar. Rama Sipki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The United Nations Tourism Meeting in Jakarta brings regional experts together to promote sustainable tourism and green investment. Ofar Gima brings the latest.
Indonesia's Tourism Minister Widianti Putiwandana said that the 7th United Nations Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific Commission for South Asia Joint Commission meeting in Jakarta is an important forum for global tourism experts. Speaking at a press conference after the opening on Tuesday, the minister said the annual meeting supports collective efforts to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. He hopes the event will help push forward sustainable tourism efforts in the region. The Ministry of Tourism hopes that this meeting will serve as a platform for countries across the region, the private sector, and international organizations to pursue sustainable tourism development. Please urge and stress that tourism should boost the economy while protecting each country's natural and cultural heritage. He urged all parties to work together to achieve the meeting's goals and strengthen the tourism sector. The 37th United Nations Tourism Joint Commission meeting runs on 15th and 16th of April. It includes discussions, workshops, and presentations by tourism experts from Asia, Pacific, and South Asia. The event aims to tackle key tourism challenges, share best practices, and find new ways to promote sustainable tourism while supporting local economies and protecting cultural heritage. Today's agenda includes green investment in tourism and tourism policy in the circular economy.
Indonesia and Russia revive high-level dialogue and explore strategic cooperation. Desi Anugrahov has the details.
The meeting between President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, and First Deputy Prime Minister of the Russian Federation, Denis Manturov, at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday marked a significant step in reviving high-level dialogue between Indonesia and Russia. The dialogue had been put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Accompanying the President, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Herlana Hartarto, shared the Deputy Prime Minister Manturov, extended to formal invitation to President Prabowo to attend Russia's National Parrot and the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. According to Herlana, the Economic Forum presents a valuable platform to deepen economic ties and formalize several key partnerships.
In the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, it is expected that the President will attend, and there will be several cooperation milestones outlined in memorandums of understanding, including both economic and strategic partnerships.
Herlana further noted that the two countries discussed the possibility of opening a direct flight route from Moscow to Indonesia amid boosting connectivity and tourism. In addition, the Russia side proposed the development of a dedicated partner system to facilitate transition for Russian tourists visiting Indonesia, helping to improve ease of travel and enhance bilateral tourism.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs of Indonesia pushes for a minimum age requirement to access social media. More details are provided by Rama Pratama.
Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, has renewed her calls for age restrictions on social media access. Speaking during a halal bihalal or age gathering at the RRI headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday, Hafid highlighted the importance of protecting children from the harmful effects of social media. The event was attended by Indonesia's state-affiliated national media, including news agency Antara, public radio RRI, and public television TVRI.
Today, access for children until they are at least 16 to 18 years old. Global studies show the widespread on social media campus to young minds. Without regulation, this could become a serious issue.
Hafid also raised concern about social media competing with traditional media, noting that much of its content is misleading and divisive. Commission hopes its restrictions will help the free media focus on informative, educational, and entertaining content. Since January, the ministry has been exploring a minimum age policy to protect children's mental health, and of course already adopted by several countries, including Australia. From Jakarta, Ramasi Kepatam reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Lisa Indonesia's health ministry urges public to support immunization and share accurate info online. Ofra has the report.
The Director of Immunizations and the Ministry of Health, Dr. Bima Yusupin, emphasized the vital role of immunizations in preventing heart failure, preventing body disease, or VPDs, speaking during a talk show titled The Role of Social Media in Spreading Immunizations Information, held Wednesday in Jakarta. Bima quotes on the public to harness social media as a force for positive change in advancing public health across Indonesia.
I also invite all of you to work together in using the power of social media to create a healthy generation and build a body Indonesia that is protected from the dangers of VPDs diseases and can be prevented with immunization.
For sustainable development with Anna Trijaya Kasi.
The 60th joint meeting of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia was officially opened by Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 15th. In her remarks, Minister of Tourism Widianti Wardana invited the delegates to take advantage of this meeting to contribute more deeply to the future of the tourism sector, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. According to her, this meeting is also an important opportunity for member countries to enhance tourism cooperation and promote sustainable development. In the era of globalization, tourism can be a strategic sector to increase economic growth and promote intercultural understanding. Tourism can increase income, create jobs, and develop infrastructure such as airport development, roads, and accommodation. In addition, tourism also increases cooperation between countries and improves diplomatic relations. However, on the other hand, tourism can also have negative impacts on the environment and local communities if not managed properly. Therefore, it is important for member countries to increase cooperation and share knowledge in managing sustainable tourism. The 37th joint meeting of the UN Tourism Commission held in Jakarta on April 15 and 16th is an important annual regional event for the tourism sector in the East Asia, Pacific, and South Asia region. It is hoped that countries in the region can always work together and improve their respective tourism sectors for sustainable development.
The commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, brings you the latest updates from Indonesia.
We'll be right back.
Europe Public Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Keep on the follow. The fashion, Indonesian wonder, Kisarani, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you very much for all of your kind attention, listen to and watch our program for 6 hours ahead. Thank you for your attention, and please stay tuned at www.voanews.id because we are still coming here with our songs and even our filler. So please stay tuned and have a nice day, listener. Keep on doing your best and keep on doing your best activities, I mean, and keep on loving Indonesia. initial crew to the house of Nani Kadmiri in Kadumbunda village, Gampur district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmiri was just inaugurated as Palimanan Palikopin Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Palikopin, or known as Popping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the first week, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we took class to learn dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
In the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Popping dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zaman saya masih kecil kalau ibu saya datang,
when I was a child, my mother always invited Popping dancers for events, so I really love Popping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Popping artists, strengthens her determination to deepen by Popping Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka dance lari, dulu ibu saya jualan medelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if you wanted to make a dance in the Gamelan traditional music, please get a party.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Palikopin from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Popping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
"Di masyarakat dulu, Popping dan China, Palikopin only bisa dilihat on the stage because of the neighboring Jewish communities. Then, it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea."
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Palikopin in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clapon since I was a child. I thought, maybe I have not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Palikopin. It is not easy indeed to find people to learn Palikopin that was just limited to people in Krapon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Palikopin. Nani taught Palikopin not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment. Palikopin Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, belum lagi bisa hire gamelan yet. Belum, but then we practice with cassette. Kalau kita want to play gamelan, we stand up line. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Palikopin happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul, because I have fought so hard, I gave it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Palikopin in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiah per event.
Yeah, I'm learning about myself sendiri, not pernah pasang tarif ya. I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got mine to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they will start event budget, I set tarif.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 50 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Palikopin well is one of the happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata I'm
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public.
Kayak itu
I learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Palikopin.
Pas saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayah panggil
my own daughter, Fanny, pregnant, want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama, by in the third grade, she joined a competition in Hatsuro Banani to get learning formally.
Maybe she's so nervous when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman, who wants to dance and teaches Palikopin until growing old, expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya pencobaan dan sampai hidup, art and culture, people only perform Cirebon to the extinct. I mean, I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmiri hope the government paid more attention to popping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu. When we work, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally have low-level development, especially this week, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Palikopin gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Services at Chilebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, VP All.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has many activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia in the Culture and Tourism Park. With this twice in a year, we also incidentally peak down to Balungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Majority Art Center too. Sometimes we invite to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like the Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Bali Topping Artists shows more progress. Topping art, which was worried to extinct, attracts the young generation more, as stated by Andrian Kahanjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Kalau misalnya melakukan pembinaan dengan
Bali Topping Maestros, guide the young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of Maestros. Topping is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible, and first pieces, audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists fly from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia to learn Topping in Cirebon. Topping festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Voice of Asia.
Kakak.